cameras captured the moment the earthquake hit at 2:46 on Friday afternoon in Japan. The nation's lawmakers felt the power of the magnitude 8.9 force. And the cameras rolled here in a Sendai newsroom about 90 miles from the quake. It set off this huge oil refinery fire north of Tokyo. Workers evacuated high-rises and filled the streets. Millions are without power after the deadly quake. One woman said, "I thought I was going to die. It was enormous." And the aftershocks continued.
It's interesting you were just mentioning some of the aftershocks, and we're actually feeling one as I'm sitting here talking to you.
Then came the next wave of destruction, massive tsunami waves. First, one came to shore, rocking boats in its way. Then, a few minutes later, helicopters showed another wave, strong enough to reverse the direction of a river. It swept buildings off their foundations and kept moving. Take a look at the cars in the upper part of the screen, rushing to escape the approaching water. Tsunami warnings stretch through the Pacific, from Australia to here in Hawaii, where sirens are sounding every hour, warning people along the coast to evacuate. People are lining up for fuel.
I don't think this one is going to be something that has really huge effects here in terms of wiping out the coast, but it's certainly still quite a danger.
The first waves are expected to hit Hawaii around 8 o'clock Eastern time, and now parts of California, Oregon, and Alaska are under tsunami warning as well. Emily Schmidt, ABC News.